bad company. They'd bounce me on their knee. The neighbors thought I was a darling child. Once I was everybody's baby, but right now I'm lonesome as can be. You see, I'm nobody's baby. I wonder why each night and day I pray the Lord up above to please send me down somebody to love. 'Cause nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea? Come take a little chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby now.
Thanks, Ruth. That was I'm Nobody's Baby, Ruth Etting on the Columbia label from 1927. The other side of this record is You Don't Like It, Not Much. And I'm hoping that you do like it, which is why you're listening. I'm Michael Wilde. This is Mostly Singles. And tonight, it's More Balm for the Soul, WGXC 10th Anniversary Pledge Drive, asking you to be a sustaining member. And you might well ask why, and the answer is because, simply put, we are listener supported, and without you there is no radio. So think of it this way: love of music equals sanity in a crazy world, and my show is really a love letter. I've been asked by the station, and we've all been asked to the station, to sort of talk about WGXC, what it means to us, what it means to one another, and how we got involved. Before I go into that, my origin story, I just wanted to talk a little bit about what we'll be hearing tonight. I put together a show of, I mean, last month it was a sweet old-timey, sweet, sweet soul, and I loved the music so much. I thought I had, you know, I don't really rank my shows, but I felt like last month's show for me personally was a high watermark, because the musicianship in everything I played was incredibly high. I mean, there wasn't, which isn't always true. I mean, the show was mostly singles, and it started out by me kind of playing a lot of my records, that my singles, that I have a huge collection of singles, and they were in my loft, and a fellow programmer was over here one day before I even came near a radio microphone and asked to go through my records. By the way, this is a pledge drive, and you can, and I urge you to be a sustaining member and support us at wgxc.org/donate. I wanted to get that in first and foremost, just to make sure that, I'll say it again slowly, wgxc stands for Green in Columbia County. So that's wgxc.org/donate. It's very easy. Getting back to my story, he was going through these records and he said, you really should go on the radio. And these are great. And, you know, I've told this story before. I had no experience doing this. And lo and behold, with lots of handholding from him and the staff, I became initiated to not just the console and the way the apparatus of the radio, but really to get myself involved in the music that I had at the time, which led me to this other music that I don't necessarily own, but that this sort of never-ending search for records that reflect me to you, really. This is the way this show has evolved. And I call it mostly singles so I can qualify the fact that I'm not just playing 45 RPM, although that is really the hub, and I don't want to hew too far away from the source of, you know, what prompted me to do this show at all. This is a roundabout way of saying that I'm going to be playing a lot of 78 RPMs tonight, because in this four and a half odd journey into this show, I've gone back and forth in time and crisscrossed a lot and brought these different records together. And last month's show just brought, it rooted me to an area that I really haven't played a lot of, which is sort of the roots of my coming of age records, which is what they are. I've been mostly playing stuff from the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, and it's just sort of branched out. I think the thing that I'm trying to get to here is that there's been a kind of like a branching out and a foray into all these different areas that I am learning about along with you. I do research, I write notes, I bring you what I've discovered about these songs and the artists that you may not know automatically. I mean, I didn't. And it's not the same old, it's stuff that, you know, I dug up. And this is the gist of my pitch, that when you become a sustaining, supporting member of WGXC, if you're listening to this show, chances are you like what you heard, and this is what you're supporting, this kind of handmade, hand-hewn radio. So once more, the name of the game is sustaining, supporting members. And I want to read you this. As of February 1st, 2021, 231 sustaining supporters contribute an average of $14.56 to Wave Farm monthly, which is $3,378 toward our goal of $5,000 a month. So our goal, the overall goal of this drive, is to add 30 new sustaining supporters by February 28th. That's and we've been doing this now for 10 years. It's not a lot to ask. My personal goal, I've been asked to supply a personal goal. I'm going to say, I'm going to be modest. If two of you out there, two, become sustaining members, I will have achieved my mission. I mean, I did a little off of the back of the envelope math, and I figured if two listeners become sustaining supporting members of WGXC per show, that of all the shows that we have available to listen to in our programming guide and schedule, we've done it. So, you know, I'm going to go for two. And in the spirit of what I was talking about before with 78s and old-timey music, tonight I've clustered together. You're going to be hearing more, you know, more than one record from a small coterie of artists. I've kept it kind of small and pulled it together in a way that I think you're going to like. So here we go with Mississippi John Hurt, Make Me a Pallet on the Floor.
This is Make Me a Pallet on the Floor. Make me down, pat it on your floor. Make me down. Make me a pallet down, soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Snow. They're going up the country while the cold sleet and snow. I'm going up the country while the cold sleet and snow. No telling how much further I may go. Just make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Don't you let my good girl catch you here. Please don't let my good girl catch you here. Yes, she might shoot you, live to cut you and starve you too. No telling what she might do. Just make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it close behind the door. Make it, baby, close behind the door. Make it, sweet baby, close behind the door. Make it why nobody never go. Just make me down. Soft and low, make me a pallet on your floor.
Thank you.
You know, I'm sitting here looking out the window at this beautiful snow and playing this incredible music. I was calling it a love letter. I really feel lucky that I'm able to do this. And the only reason I can do this at all is because of you. I mean, this is a listener-supported radio station. It's community radio. It's WGXC 90.7 FM. And online at wgxc.org. And this is a pledge drive. This is our 10th anniversary pledge drive. And I'm encouraging you to become a sustaining supporting member or a donation. And if you'd like to do that too, you can mail it in at WGXC care of Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Accra, New York, 12405, and ACRA's ACRA, ACRA. And the supporting membership is the goal. I'm asking for two supporting members. You know, if I do anything at all tonight, it would be to accomplish that. Because once we get toward our goal of 5,000 a month and we add 30 new sustaining supporters by February 28th, this radio station will continue along and it will hum along instead of, this state of permanent anxiety of are we or are we not? And, I think about, the pandemic has created a lot of, it's forced the programmers and the station into a most unnatural way of making radio, but we've all done it. I mean, it's incredible. We've all pulled, it was hard enough. I was talking earlier about coming to the station and learning how to use the console, which was terrifying. I mean, I'm not technologically savvy. I'm fearful of these things. And it's a responsibility. I mean, the first time I sat in front of the microphone on my very first show, I felt, as soon as I opened my mouth, I felt this weight of responsibility come down on me. And it was a serious business. I realized that I'm responsible for everything that comes out of my mouth. And it's important. It's important to be careful. It's important to be mindful. And it's important to to not just sail through the show. Like I'd like the music to sail us all through the show, which is like the goal, but to kind of not just take it for granted is what I'm trying to say, that I'm not going to just play any old record and I'm not going to just say any old thing about it. For instance, I was saying about the high degree of musicianship in the last show. I tried to replicate that with this one. I believe I've done that. This is why I'm calling it More Balm for the Soul for the WGXC 10th anniversary pledge drive. It's balm. You know, it's not just great playing. It's not just soul. It's balm for the soul. And I think it was balm for their soul when these men and women were playing it. And that's what I want to come through. That's really my whole raison d'etre about doing this. Again, it's wgxc.org/donate. We're looking for sustaining members. And I'd like to just speak a little about the set we just heard. That was Fats Waller's original E-flat blues. Fats Waller and his rhythm. Well, it was just Fats Waller and his piano on the Bluebird label, recorded in November 1940. Now, I've been playing a lot of young Fats from the mid-1920s. I've been really focusing on his rare organ solos and organ pieces with other musicians, including his mentor, James P. Johnson. And this one that I just played is the original E-flat blues. It's later by more than a decade. And you can really, well, for me, I can really hear James P. Johnson in the keys. And he's a, a giant. He was a mentor to Fats. He taught him stride, and he's almost disappeared in the collective memory. I mean, I know there's plenty of people out there who know who he is, but if you stop somebody on the street and say James P. Johnson, you're likely as not to be met with a blank stare, which is sad because he, as you know, he shouldn't go unsung. I mean, we have a lot of these iconic names that we throw around. Fats Waller is one of them. There could have been no Fats Waller without James P. Johnson, I'm telling you. I mean, when you read up on this stuff, that guy, I mean, Fats was just loaded with talent, loaded with imagination, loaded with creativity, a giant in his own right. But he needed direction, and he got it right at a key moment in his life. And you can hear it all along in his playing. Before that, Two-Tone Stomp. That was Eddie Lang and Lonnie Johnson, recorded November 17th, 1928. It's 1928, and Eddie Lang and Lonnie Johnson get together in the studio, and here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. In Europe, this was released on Parlophone, Odeon, Columbia, and Brunswick with these names on the label. Right, Eddie Lang and Lonnie Johnson. But in the U.S., where it was released on the OK label, it lists Blind Willie Dunn instead of Eddie Lang. You got that? Blind Willie Dunn. So I'm gonna give you one guess as to why. Now remember, this was still only 1928, and in my opinion about this is that I think the musicians got even calling it the two-tone stomp. So less said about that, the better. It's the Pledge Drive. I want to say again once more to urge you to become a sustaining supporting member. It's at wgxc.org/donate. And we're looking for sustaining supporting members. It's that simple. And I think I said it before, without listeners, there's no radio. And without sustaining supporting membership, there're going to be no listeners. So, you know, this is just simple math. So I'm urging you to make it easy, which it is. I mean, it's just a click of the button. And for 17, I'm going to read this because I don't have it memorized. For 17 cents a day, just 17 cents a day, or $5 a month. Now, this is the smallest amount, right? Well, it's not the smallest, but it's small. You can become a WGXC monthly supporter and help sustain Creative Community Radio. Sustaining support means you give a specified amount each month to the station. This predictable revenue stream sustains us and allows us to concentrate more on radio, less on fundraising, and it's never been easier. PayPal has a user-friendly portal where you create your own unique login and password, which provides you with control over your monthly contribution. You can give monthly using your credit card as well. And this is a tax deduction in the fullest sense of the law. Help make local radio a sustainable resource in Greene and Columbia counties by contributing what you can to form a consistent base of support for the station. And I can't emphasize that enough. Consistent base of support. That's the whole drive of the drive. So go online to contribute at wgxc.org/donate. Continuing with my playlist, since this was already a million years ago, that was before the Two-Tone Stomp, we heard Freight Train. That was Elizabeth Cotton on the Smithsonian Folkways, recorded about 54 years after it was written. This was recorded in 1958 from Elizabeth Cotton's debut album, Folk Songs and Instrumentals with Guitar, also known as Freight Train and Other North Carolina Folk Songs and Tunes, best known for containing this, the earliest recording of her classic Freight Train. So it took her 54 years. It was It was written in 1904 when she was 11, and it took her this long to put it on disc. Her self-taught upside-down left-handed playing style on guitar and banjo made her a true original. This position meant that she would play the bass lines with her fingers and the melody with her thumb, a signature style that has come to be known as cotton picking. No joke. When Elizabeth and her brothers were playing music together, each would have songs that they called their own, and Freight Train was hers, inspired by the train running near her home. By her early teens, she was writing her own songs. So here we are, the turn of the century, with an original songwriter and who played her instrument in a completely original way. And you see this a lot in these old original blues and jazz players, is that there weren't, I mean, they were the first recordings, so there weren't, they didn't imitate other records the way music is made now, where it's really just people sampling one another and trying to sound like one another. These players were sounding like their families, and they'd go to these these public gatherings for dances and cookouts, and they learned from each other the old songs and the old ways, and they would add new things to them. And in some cases, just create brand new things. I mean, in this case. And so that's how this stuff was created. The 1956 UK recording of the song by Chas McDevitt and Nancy Whiskey was a major hit and is credited as one of the main influences on the rise of skiffle in the UK, which, as we all know, gave us the Beatles. The Quarrymen started out as a skiffle group, so did Mick Jagger. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that rock and roll owes its roots to a lot of the people we're hearing tonight. And my record collection certainly does. So this was before the 45. And started out with Make Me a Pallet on the Floor. That was Mississippi John Hurt on the Fuel 2000 label from 2001 from the LP Mississippi John Hurt Revisited. Just him and his guitar, recorded at a college campus concert in the early 1960s. And about that pallet, this is a quote. Women had a superstition that if their sweeties even touched the bunk on which they had extended favors to their regulars, it would be found out. This feeling found expression in the song Make Me a Pallet on the Floor. This is from the writer George W. Lee in 1934, whose mother was a sharecropper, just like the singer, just like Mississippi John. And I spoke about his hiatus from recording on the show last month, how he cut a small selection of sides for OK in 1928, I think it was 12 or 13, not sure. And when the records didn't sell, he went back to sharecropping until someone dug him up 35 years later for the folk revival, of which this is a part. This is what we heard was that period. He was born in 1894 at Teoc, Mississippi, and raised in nearby Avalon. And after learning guitar in 1903 at age 9, he developed the unique finger-picking style that made him a folk favorite 60 years later. Looking at you, Bob Dylan. If you were wandering around Greenwich Village in 1965, you just might have heard the mellow, hypnotic notes and tones of Mississippi John Hurt wafting in the liberal air. He died 2 years later, long enough to see the blues revival launched by his Rare Records. Thank you, scholars. This is Michael Wilde, mostly singles. You're listening to the More Bomb for the Show 10th Anniversary WGXC Pledge Drive. And I'd like to give that information out again once more. It's wgxc.org/donate, or you can mail it in. The mailing address for a donation is WGXC, care of Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acra, New York, 12405. Acra, A-C-R-A. It's not clear how to spell that, but that's how you spell it. And we're going to continue the show with, we're going to go into a different mood and a different period now with Al Boley.
Clouds to blue if I had you. I could change the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
Thank you. kiss your little hand, madame, and dream about your lips. You see, I'm so gallant, madame, on such a night as this. And may I have your heart, madame, with all its sympathy. If you will keep your tryst with me, how happy I will be. And then I'll kiss your lips, madame, and hold your little hand. Madame, ich lieb sie seit vielen Wochen. Wir haben manchmal auch davon gesprochen. Was nutzt es alles, mein Pech dabei ist, dass auch ihr Herzchen leider nicht mehr frei ist. Ihr Blick gebietet mir, sei still, doch träumen kann ich, was ich will. Ich küsse ihre Hand, Madame, und träume es wahr im Mund. Ich bin ja so gelangt, Madame, und das hat seinen Grund. Hab ich erst ihr Vertrauen, Madame, und ihre Sympathie. Wenn sie erst auf mich bauen, Madame, ja dann sie werden schauen, Madame, kuss ich statt ihrer Hand, Madame, nur ihren roten
thank you.
Thou Swell. That was Louisiana Sugar Babes on the Victor label from 1928. Jabbo Smith cornet, Jarvis or Garvis, I'm not sure, Bushel clarinet, alto sax bassoon, James P. Johnson on piano, and Fats Waller, a young Fats Waller, at the organ. Recorded March 27th, 1928 in Camden, New Jersey. More rare early Fats with the extra added value of James P. Johnson. In case you're just tuning in, this is WGXC, mostly singles. I'm Michael Wild. We're in the midst of our February pledge drive, which is the 10th anniversary of the show. And I urge you to become a sustaining supporting member at WGXC.org/donate. Tax deductible, user-friendly portal for PayPal. And this just in. Actually, it's not just in, but I'm just saying that because it sounds good. New WGXC sustaining supporters or existing monthly sustainers who increase their monthly donation. Now this is great. If you up the ante during this drive, you qualify to receive a free ticket to the WGXC 10th anniversary drive-in event. The celebration will be held May 26, 2021 at the Greenville Drive-In in Greenville, New York. It will be an epic exploration of the number 10. Artists confirmed so far include Stephen Merritt of the Magnetic Fields, Anna Fritz, Brian DeWan, Jen Cutler, Lunar Moss, and Jess Spear. DJ sets from DJ Var, Lunar Moss, Battlefield Earth, Mayuko Fujino, and others to be announced soon. To learn more about our 10th anniversary plans, go to wgxc.org/calendar. And the website features all sorts of information and events and stuff that you can access very easily when you go to wgxc.org and donate, which I urge you to do. Then I kind of got lost in my reverie. What I was getting to about, I was talking about how I was originally kind of, you know, had anxiety and fears regarding coming on the radio at all and using the console. And then all of a sudden COVID hit. This is a year ago already, and all bets were off. It was, you know, the programmers had to scramble to figure out how to produce their shows because we were no longer able to use the console or the station. So, I mean, the station premises is what I'm trying to say. And I had to figure out how to do this from scratch, and it was daunting. I mean, I missed a show. The initial setup didn't work. I tried it through my laptop. I was broadcasting the gears and the wheels and the whizzes from inside the laptop itself, which was spoiling the sound. The microphone was crummy. So, I mean, I had to redo the whole thing. I had to get new everything, figure out a different way of doing the show. It was nail biting. I did it. I did it with help. I did it with assistance. I did it with love. And now it's a whole new way of producing the show. But I did it. And I spoke with some friends of mine, fellow programmers, and they all do it in their way. I mean, they're using a different setup with different devices, and they're doing it too. And we're all doing it out of our homes, basically. I mean, not everyone, but the people I know are, and we're bringing this stuff to you. What made me think of is that when I live in a really old house, and it's from the 18th century, and we needed to, there was a roof thing, you know, obviously this is always true, right? And so we had to basically tear the roof out down to the beams and then put a new one on. And when that happened, the beams were hand-hewn. I mean, these were from the 1700s, the 1770s, and all these nails started falling out. And the nails that I was picking up in my living room were all handmade. like every nail that fell out of the ceiling was somebody forged the nail. And I thought, you know, I just held it in my hand as a thing of art and beauty. And, you know, this is all they had. This is how they made houses, right? And I was thinking, this is just like what I'm talking about. I mean, these shows are handmade. They're hand-hewn. At least mine are. And they're cobbled. And they're drawn together with lick and spit. I mean, it's like anything you can get your hands on to make a show. And I've been doing that now here. And I've seen a steady improvement. I mean, I'm not blowing my own horn here. I'm just saying that I've become... With when the technical issues have subsided a little bit, which they really haven't completely, but let's say for the sake of this pitch that they have, I've been able to concentrate much more on just making the quality of the theme, the quality of the music, and how the whole thing hangs together, and trying not to speak so much and to play more music, but at the same time give a context and a sense of where we are in not just in history, but in the record itself and how the records are with each other. I mean, it's always been the heart of my show, and it's improving. So I'm not going to complain about either what's happening, you know, to the station. I mean, it's all good, and it's all possible because of you, the listener, because we're all in this together. And I think that that among you who have donated, supported, listened to the radio, even if you're not a supporter, a sustaining member, it's all part of, you're all allowing this to happen. It's a community. We call it Radio for Open Ears, Creative Community Radio, whatever the slogan of the month is, it's all the same thing. It's a relationship between we and you. And I say we, even though I'm sort of alone here in my old house, I still am part of this community, and it's so important. It's a two-way street. Radio is a two-way street. And so, you know, I'm doing my part for you, and... you know, it's time for all of us to, I've already tapped out my family and friends for sustaining membership. They've come through in a huge way, but I don't have that many left. I mean, everybody I've approached has coughed up, you know, whatever they can, and they've shown up, and I thank them from my heart. And now I'm talking to you, who maybe I haven't met, but maybe you're listening, and I hope you like what you're hearing, first of all, and I hope that you appreciate it and show your appreciation. And the way we do that around here is to become a sustaining, supporting member. So enough of that. Well, not enough of that. Go to wgxc.org/donate, and more is never enough. So we do have a goal, and it's... my personal goal is 2 new sustaining supporters. You know, it's not the official number, but that's my goal anyway. We heard, before the Fats Waller song, we heard, it wasn't a song. It was really a tune. I Kiss Your Hand, Madame. That was Whispering Jack Smith on his Master's Voice from 1928. Or Ich Küsse Ihr Hand, Madame, recorded in Berlin. Now, this is the Weimar Republic that you're hearing here. On August 27th, 1928, whispered in English, then in German. The whispering baritone, Jack Smith. And no, he wasn't gassed in the trenches in World War I. This is a popular misconception. He could sing in any style and reach the farthest row and the highest balcony if he wanted to. Know this about Whispering Jack Smith. Because I played him a lot, and he whispers a lot, and I find it calming. This is more balm for my soul. I love those records where he just delicately and beautifully whispers through one of these ancient tunes. And especially in German around 1928, I mean, it's an extra special record for me. Before that, She's a Great, Great Girl. That was Jan Garber and his orchestra on the Columbia label from 1928 with vocal chorus by Goldie. And that would be Harry Goldfield. Recorded in New York City on March 13th. Another number from 1928. We're in 1928 all along here. Before that, If I Had You, Al Boley with Fred Elizalde and his music on Brunswick from 1928. Early UK hit version recorded in London in November of the year it was composed. An online quote I really like is this one. This is a quote, "A majestic performance with a great arrangement, probably Europe's finest band of the 1920s, yet so fleeting in part due to Elizalde having no PR skills whatsoever." So there's an example of someone who knows much more about Fred Elizalde and his music than I do. Instrumentalists on this track include Adrian Rullini on bass, sax, goofus, and hot fountain pen. And that's not a joke. Speaking of goofus and hot fountain pen, this is Mostly Singles on Michael Wilde. This is the bomb, more bomb for the soul. WGXC 10th Anniversary Pledge Drive on 90.7 FM, Creative Community Radio. And we urge you to become a sustaining supporting member at wgxc.org/donate, or you can mail in your donation if that's more convenient for you at WGXC, care of Wave Farm, P.O., that's Post Office, P.O., Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. Acre is A-C-R-A. I know I keep saying that, but people mispronounce it, and I'm assuming if they do that, they're going to misspell it too. So I'm so in love with the music I'm playing tonight, and I'm sure that I'm not going to get to all of it. So none of this is going to be lost. I'm gonna carry on in the next edition of our show, of this show, with all the records I didn't get to tonight. But we're gonna keep going now with the Delmore Brothers. The Girls Don't Worry My Mind.
But there ain't no use of the girls worrying me. Girls are always around me, girls of every kind, but I don't let the girls worry my mind. You take this, you take that, I'll take all I can get, standing out in the rain, but I don't ever get wet. I don't want your whiskey, and I don't drink your wine, 'cause I don't let the girls worry my mind. Monkeys climbing the mountain, monkeys climbing a tree, but there ain't no use of the girls worrying me. Never was arrested, never paid a fine, 'cause I don't let the girls worry my mind. You take this, you take that, I'll take all I can get, standing out in the rain, but I don't ever get wet. I don't want your whiskey, and I don't drink your wine, 'cause I don't let the girls worry my mind. Mm-hmm.
bachelor's life is single, a bachelor's life is free, and there ain't no use of the girls worrying me. A woman will spend your money down to the last lone dime. You better not let the girls worry your mind. You take this, you take that, I'll take all I can get. Standing out in the rain, but I don't ever get wet. I don't want your whiskey, and I don't drink your wine, 'cause I don't let the girls worry my mind.
Frankie was a good girl, everybody know. She paid $100 for having one suit of clothes. He's a man, and he done her wrong. Frankie went down to the corner saloon. Didn't go to be gone long. She peeped through the keyhole of the door, spied out within Alice's arm. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Albert, Albert says I don't care. If you don't come to the woman you love, gonna haul you out of here. You's my man, and you done me wrong. Frankie shot Albert, and she shot him 3 or 4 times. Let's throw back, I'd smoke him a gun, let him see his Albert dying. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Judge walked out on the stand, and walked outside the side. The judge says to Frankie, you're gonna be justified for killing a man, and he done you wrong. Dark was the night, cold was on the ground. The last word I heard Frankie say, done laid old Albert down. He's my man, and he done me wrong. I ain't gonna tell no story, and I ain't gonna tell no lies. Well, I was passed about an hour ago, the judge called Alice Pride. He's your man, and he done you wrong.
Handful of Riffs. That was Eddie Lang and Lonnie Johnson on the OK label from 1929. Recorded in New York City, May 8th. Composed and played by these two, as well as Blind Willie Dunn, if you know what I mean. You know, and I hope you do know what I mean, because I don't think I need to spell that out. Just imagine these two people playing on the same label, and one of them has to change his name to Blind Willie Dunn for the American release. That's all you need to know. Before that, Frankie, that was Mississippi John Hurt, who I can't play enough of. I mean, the show, this show is subtitled More Bomb for the Soul. It's our 10th anniversary WGXC pledge drive, which I urge you to become a sustaining supporting member at wgxc.org/donate. And the bomb part of this soul is not just the way Mississippi John Hurt plays, but how he sings. I mean, it's the combination, it's that exquisite combination of playing and singing, which only certain gifted individuals are able to do. They have this rapport with their instrument, and they find this perfect balance between their own way of singing and their own way of playing, and the two come together in this hypnotic way. Nat King Cole did that. I can name a few others, but they're, you can count them on one hand. I mean, it's just, it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, it's sad to me that the Depression hit and his records that he cut in 1928 didn't really pan out for him. So he just, you know, he went back to farming. I mean, he the times were rough. And he didn't leave Mississippi. So they kind of found him in the early 60s, the Newport Jazz people. And, you know, he was discovered right before that happened and was playing college campuses. And then he arrived on the scene and, you know, carved his name into the constellations. This was a ballad, Frankie, on the OK label from 1928. This was one of those original sides that wasn't commercially successful. It was a ballad recorded in Memphis. So there, I was wrong. He did leave Mississippi. He went to Memphis on February 14th of that year, based on a popular newspaper story from 1899 about a shooting, and subsequently immortalized in song beginning in 1904, then again in 1908 as Bill, You Done Me Wrong. Then again in 1912 under the title Frankie and Johnny, which is probably more familiar to you and has been recorded more than 256 times by almost everybody. This one is amazingly gentle, as I say, considering what it's about. It's uncanny. And uncanny is the word for this guy, Mississippi John Hurt. You know, I'm sorry that there aren't more recordings. Before that, Guitar Rag, that was Sylvester Weaver on the OK label from 1927, a blues pioneer born 1897 in Louisville, Kentucky, and in early November 1923 in New York as a soloist, Weaver recorded guitar blues in this one, Guitar Rag, the first blues guitar instrumentals, and the first recorded country blues, both for OK Records, and the first known recordings of a bottleneck-style slide guitar, which he played using a knife as a slide. This version is from 1927, same label 4 years later, the year Sylvester Weaver retired and went back to Louisville, where he died in 1960, almost forgotten. Sylvester Weaver recorded more than 50 songs, and a complete collection was released on CD in 1992. So all is not lost. We opened the set with The Girls Don't Worry My Mind. That was the Delmore Brothers on Bluebird from 1933, written and performed by Alton and Raybon, recorded in Chicago on December 6, 1933, released the next year, 1934, in August. And this information is somehow important. I think the Delmores were still proving their worth in 1933, and originality was proving the ticket. I mean, there was a lot of competition back then, and the emphasis here was on originality. If you had original songs and a novel way of playing it, you were in. And the microphone loved the Delmore brothers. So they have a biography, or Alton wrote a biography called Truth is Stranger Than Publicity, and I've been quoting from it. I don't have a quote for you tonight, but it's a great book. It's full of wisdom and really interesting information about pioneers of Grand Ole Opry and what was then called the hillbilly music, which was outsider music, believe it or not. All these labels that we use to describe this stuff didn't exist back then. So these guys were, as I say, they were pioneers and unlike almost everybody else. So it's that's why I play so much of Delmore Brothers. This is the More Bomb for the Show, More Bomb for the Show, right? More Bomb for the Soul. This is WGXC's 10th anniversary. I can't believe it. I'm in my fifth year at the station, and it's amazing to me because I still feel like a newbie. I feel like a complete and utter newcomer, and you know, it's astonishing to me that I've been doing this for almost half the life of the station. So I feel on the one hand like an old hand, and on the other like a new, like a novice. And along those lines, most of the voices you hear on WGXC began as novices with nothing more than a desire to share music or ideas with listeners. That's certainly true of yours truly. As a result of listener support, WGXC is now a framework by which volunteer programmers become radio makers, and the local community continues to grow in the knowledge of itself. While programmers give freely of their time to make radio, listener-supported radio is not free. It costs $10,000 and change every month to keep WGXC on the air. Pledge what you can to keep the airwaves alive with the voices of your neighbors and friends in Columbia and Greene counties. To pledge, go to wgxc.org/donate now, or you can also mail it in at WGXC care of Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York 12405. And I'll read this again because it's important. As of February 1st of this month, this being February 2021, 231 sustaining supporters contribute an average of $14.56 to Wave Farm monthly, which is $3,378 toward our goal of $5,000 a month, which is, you know, not unreasonable, right? Our goal is to add 30 new sustaining supporters by February 28th. Won't you become a sustaining member of WGXC? If you like this show, if you're a fan of Mostly Singles, or if you're a fan of any of the myriad shows that WGXC has to offer, please become a sustaining supporting member. WGXC's support is comprised of small donations, contributions of $10 through $50 from a wide range of supporters. And so our funding comes from a broad spectrum of listeners with diverse interests and financial situations, you being among them. Contributions are tax deductible. WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm, and as such, your contribution is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law, unlike most Indiegogo or Kickstarter campaigns. So there's a little information about how to donate. Go to wgxc.org/donate. Couldn't be easier. And we're going to keep the ball rolling and the bowl rolling with Al Boley singing a Cole Porter classic. Thank you.
night and day. You are the one, only you, beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. I think of you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. Night and
day. If you haven't seen my baby, you have yet to see some baby. I'm not raving, I'm just putting it mild. 6 days every week I labor, but on Sunday, listen, neighbor, folks all turn about when we're stepping out. Did I get myself a prize? Get those eyes and get their size. I love my Sunday girl. Introduced her to my pa, to my ma, well, there you are. And they love my Sunday girl. When we're walking arm in arm down the avenue, the traffic stops to let us through. There's a church we're going in just to hear glow and grin. That's how much I love my Sunday girl. And all week long you'll find me waiting, joyfully anticipating Sunday night when I go out with my gal. And there's a reason why I love her, but I'll keep it undercover. Why should I tell you? And don't you wish you knew? Does she sit upon my lap? Do we kiss? Say, I'm no sap. I love my Sunday girl. And see that brand new set of furs, 50 more and then it's hers. I love my Sunday girl. And though she knows Bill Shakespeare well, and Longfellow too, she's gonna give them up for me. Get that makeup on her cheeks. It's been there weeks and weeks, but that's how much I love my Sunday girl. Every man in town, you see, tries to steal her from me. they love my Sunday girl. Jealousy does not exist, 'cause I know they've never kissed my little Sunday girl. I'll admit she's young, and I know truth must have its fling, but my girl doesn't know a thing, not much. And she has skin I love to touch, well, she doesn't let me touch it much. I guess that's why I love my Sunday girl.
Still snowing, and I hope by now you've by the time this snow covers the everything I shoveled 2 days ago and makes me have to go out and shovel it all again, which is really a privilege at this point since I'm able to do it. Again, I don't want to complain about it. It's just that you know, when I go out there in this cold and I get that shovel and I think I can still do this. This is great. I hope by the time I've got that snow and the shovel that at least two of you listening out there, just two, will have already become sustaining supporting members of WGXC. And in order to do that, go to wgxc.org/donate. As I said earlier, radio is a two-way street. We're in this together. I mean, I would love to keep doing this. This is a bomb for the soul kind of show. And that was bomb, certainly, called Helena by Carl Kress on the Decca label from 1939, performed by the composer. Kress played banjo before switching to guitar. The tenor banjo tunes its consecutive strings in intervals of fifths. You got that? The tenor banjo tunes its consecutive strings in intervals of fifths. And when he switched over, when Kress switched from banjo to guitar, he adapted this all fifths tuning for his guitar, giving his playing fuller chords and bass lines. And this is something I learned. I didn't, this isn't coming from my head. I learned that this is what happens when you tune it like that. So although he tuned the A string down an octave. So if you guitarists out there are looking for this sound, and some of you must be, I mean, if you're a fan of the guitar and you love playing and you're ambitious, you're going to get a hold of some of these old recordings and you're going to fall in love and say, how did he do that? How did he get that sound? Or how did she get that sound? And this is how he did it. He tuned it like a tenor banjo and then tuned the A string down an octave. So, and also playing with Paul Whiteman's orchestra in the 20s also helps. Before that, My Sunday Girl. That was Jack Smith, the Whispering Baritone on the Victor label from 1927, recorded March 18th. Another contribution from one of my favorite performers. He also played the piano. In fact, he started out, I told this story before, he started out on the radio playing piano for a singer, and the singer didn't show up. And this being radio, he went on, and he knew the song, and he just decided to sing it by whispering his way through, well, not whispering, but he sang like that while he played it, and it was a huge hit. It made him a star. And then time moved along, and his style of singing became out of fashion, and it didn't go well for Jack Smith after that. But for a while there, in the late 20s, starting around 26, 25, I think, and then going into the 30s, he was great and huge. I mean, everybody knew who he was. We opened the set with Night and Day. That was Al Boley with Carol Gibbons in his orchestra and the Decca label from 1933. The year after Fred Astaire introduced it on stage in the musical Gay Divorce, later retitled The Gay Divorcee for the movie, 1 year after this record. So here we have Al Boley fresh on the heels of Fred, who I think owns the song, but I like this version too. And it was recorded in London on October 16th, 1933. This is Michael Wilde. We're winding up the show with more Balm for the Soul. I'm not getting to all of the Balm, but we'll get some more Balm next show, I'm sure. And again, I'm asking for at least two of you, just two. It seems a reasonable number. To, considering, what am I have it here somewhere. Anyway, there's like the listening area goes to like something like 78,000 listeners, which is pretty good. So if just two of you listening to this tonight are so inclined and so inspired, and I play this music to inspire, I'm asking that you become a sustaining, supporting member of the station, and you do that by making your tax-deductible gift to WGXC online at wgxc.org/donate. And I want to play some more of this great music and talk in a little while.
Mississippi bound today, I'm not so very far away. Before the sun goes down again, I'll be near my journey's end. That is where I'm going, and I'm on my way back to Mississippi today. It's pleasant to be knowing before another day I'll be getting home again. I was will soon be with them, so precious to me. The sky will then be brighter for me. There's a grander welcome waiting for me down the Mississippi way. I'm Mississippi bound today. I'm riding all my blues away. I'm traveling on a southern train. It's speeding like an aeroplane. That is where I'm going, and I'm on my way back to Mississippi today. It's pleasant to be knowing before another day I'll be getting home again. I will soon be with them, so precious to me. The sky will then be brighter for me. There's a grander welcome waiting for me down the Mississippi way. I'm Mississippi bound today, and I'm a-going back to stay. I'm gonna quit my rambling round. I'm going back to settle down. That is where I'm going, and I'm on my way back to Mississippi today. It's pleasant to be knowing before another day I'll be getting home again. I will soon be with them, so precious to me. The sky will then be brighter for me. There's a grand welcome waiting for me down the Mississippi way. Now I don't drink drinks I used to drink. Lord, I don't drink things I used to drink. Lord, I don't drink things I used to drink. King Jesus done changing heart of mine. This heart of mine, this heart of mine. King Jesus done changing heart of mine. This heart of mine, this heart of mine. King Jesus done changing this heart of mine.
All my life I've been a traveling man. my life I've been a traveling man. Staying alone and doing the best I can. Down to Tennessee. I ship my trunk down to Tennessee. Hard to tell about a man like me. Couldn't get her off my mind. I met a gal, I couldn't get her off my mind. She passed me up there, she didn't like my kind. Thank you.
That was Guitar on High, Teddy Bunn on the Blue Note label from 1940. Guitar solo improvised by Teddy Bunn on 10-inch shellac. Theodore Leroy Bunn from Freeport. Self-taught, couldn't read music, played by ear, and considered one of the best acoustic guitarists in the 1930s. Before that, we heard Blind Blake. That was Police Dog Blues on the Paramount label, recorded August 1929. So that was a month and change before the crash. Call it 2 months before the world changed. Jacksonville's Arthur Blake ranks among the most accomplished rag and blues guitarists of all time. In the 1920s, he based his career in Chicago. Between 1926 and 1932, he recorded nearly 80 sides for Paramount, afterwards fading into obscurity. And whiskey played a role, a large amount of it. Unlike most blind performers, he played dance-oriented music, leading some to believe he may have played in a jazz band, although we have no record of it. His polished technique and effortless sounding improvs drew imitators but found no equals. And I paraphrase this from the back of a set of playing cards. The truth is, nobody knows too much about Blind Blake. Started out with, well, no, we didn't start out. The one before that was This Heart of Mine. That was Josh White on the Perfect label from 1933. Josh White, a.k.a. the Singing Christian, recorded November 13th, 1933 in New York City on vocals and guitar. Also released on Banner, Oriole, Melotone, and the Romeo labels. Joshua Daniel White also went by Pinewood Tom, and he was 19 when he made that record. Started out the set with On Mississippi Bound. That was the Delmore Brothers on Bluebird from 1933, from the same December 6th session in Chicago as the earlier song. Released in October 1934, this was the second original song they played in their Nashville audition that got them their spot on the Grand Ole Opry, the biggest thing in radio if you were from the South, and it made them stars. This has been mostly singles. More Bomb for the Soul, our 10th anniversary pledge drive. Once again, encouraging you to go to wgxc.org/donate. Become a sustaining supporting member. I'm speaking to you. You and the other one next to you, the other you. I want you both to become sustaining supporting members. This is my goal. It's been a great show. It's helped make WGXC available for as long as it can be. And I love doing this gig. I love doing these shows. I said at the top of the show that this was my love letter to you. It has been all along. It continues to be. And yeah, that's all. Coming up at 10 p.m., Battlefield Earth with Dan Seward. Mostly Singles is produced for Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM in the Hudson Valley in New York State. Thank you, everybody. Hope you had a nice show. Hope you have a great rest of the week. And we're gonna leave the show with the very thought of you, Al Boley. Good night. Thank you.
little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king. And foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. The thought of you, the very thought of you.